To SCR Breakfast, quarter after eight on a Thursday morning, which can mean only one thing. It is time to talk the silver screen with Michael Jones. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. Just one film today. No giant, weird blue creatures to be seen in this one, though. One of the actors has fairly prominent ears, which probably led to his casting in The Crown a few years back. So no sci-fi visual spectacular, just a quiet, understated period romantic drama for you.
Well, that's just what you need for this time of year.
Yeah, that one being called The History of Sound, starring Paul Mescal from After Sun and Gladiator 2, Josh O'Connor from Challengers, God's Own Country, and the aforementioned The Crown, and Chris Cooper from Adaptation and The Bourne Identity. Yeah. This one's directed by Oliver Humanis, who made Living and Moffy. It's based on two short stories by Ben Shattuck. Lionel Worthing, played by Mescal, and David Smith, played by O'Connor, meet as students at a music conservatory in Boston in 1917. Despite the two coming from completely different backgrounds, Worthing from poor rural Kentucky and Smith from upper crust Newport, they bond over love of traditional American bluegrass slash folk music, and the fact that they're kind of attracted to each other, of course. There are a few obstacles in their way, though, of their being together, like World War I. For example, Smith gets drafted, and the social mores of the time, you know, and also there might have been a few laws against this sort of romance. Even during scenes where the two are seemingly at their happiest, like when they travel through rural areas recording traditional folk songs on wax cylinders, there is a melancholic undertone to the film. I'm not sure if it's Chris Cooper's somber and wistful voiceover, or possibly the muted autumn-winter colour palette of the film. Is it the nature of the music they're recording, which seems to be mostly about love and loss? Or is it that both Lionel and David seem unwilling to reveal everything about themselves to the other? All these questions. There is a bit of a tonal shift in the last third of the film as the story focuses more on one of the characters as he pursues his career in Europe and has other relationships along the way, and he's seemingly haunted by those memories of that first great love. There's even a bit of a mystery to solve towards the end too. Whatever happened to... That's where I'll stop. Look, cynics may label The History of Sound as a bluegrass brokeback mountain, but this one definitely stands up on its own. It's maybe less gruff and intense and a bit more subtle. There's less, "I just can't quit you," and more, "I think I admire you." It's very accessible to a mainstream art house audience, if there is such a thing, who appreciate a couple of really great actors on the way up in a period piece. O'Connor is British and Mescal is Irish, but both nail their respective American accents, and their singing is pretty good too. Mescal in particular sings like an angel. The History of Sound might be too slow a burn for some, but should hit the right notes for most and come to a satisfying, if melancholy, crescendo.
That's beautiful stuff. Now, you're a fan of movies, so you'd be a fan of Billy Madison starring Adam Sandler.
Oh, of course. The scene where he's throwing the balls at the kids, that's one of my favourites.
That'll go down in cinematic history, and of course, the leading lady of character by the name of Veronica Vaughn. I'd been playing this band from LA called Veronica Vaughn for quite some time, and I'd never gotten the joke, but then the other day I did get the joke, and I thought I better play one of those songs when Michael joins us for the movie reviews on 2SER Breakfast. It's Veronica Vaughn now with Give Me a Sign. Thank you, Michael, for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Always a pleasure. See you next week.